is a good one, isn't it?
Yes. Okay, good. So I am sitting here with Chef Bernard Guidis. Is that correct?
That's correct.
executive chef, the Marine Room in La Jolla.
Yes.
Correct? And did you cook when you were growing up?
Yeah, I started to cook actually when I was a kid with my grandmother.
How old were you?
Oh, I was like 3-4 years old, because my family, my mother and father, lived on the island of Jersey where I was born. It's a small island between England and France. And so I grew up with my grandma until about the age of about 6-7 years old. So the thing to understand is that I come from a family of butchers, bakers, farmers, so food was really very, very
everything.
Important. Yeah, it was really a big part of our lives.
So you grew up and your grandmother basically taught you how to cook?
A lot. But not only how to cook, it was really how to grow, how to respect the ingredient, how to respect nature.
Hi there, how are you doing today?
Very good, thank you. So it was really fun.
Everything.
Really everything.
Okay, and then what made you decide to become a professional chef?
I was 14 years old, and in France, from the age of 12 on, you have career day, and career day is once a week, and it was at that time every Saturday from 1 to 3, something like this, a couple of hours. And the boys did everything. We try everything from welding to painting to what boys do, mechanic and everything.
Everything.
And one day I told my buddy, I said, what are girls? He said, oh, they're sewing, they're knitting, they're baking, they're cooking. I said, oh, good for me. I know how to bake. I know how to cook. I'm going to girls.
So you
I
went because
the only
of the
boys.
Girls.
I was the only boys in the class.
So you went because of the
yes.
girls.
And guess what? But the story is this. We were making chocolate souffle. So I made chocolate souffle with them, but I already made it many times. So my chocolate souffle came up perfect. And the talk in the school was that Bernard was quite the baker. And the girls really loved Bernard. So that was really good.
So that was good.
Touché. That was
so
good.
So then, how did you end up here? What got
well,
you
Well, what
here?
Happened after that is I really liked it. So I told my mother I wanted to do a culinary school. I wanted to go into cooking. And one of the reasons why is because I wanted to travel the world. So she said, well, you're too young, because I was 14 at the time, and you have to wait. So I was 1 year ahead of my class. So the dean wanted me to go to culinary school, but I wanted to go in a 2-star Michelin, who was located about 10 kilometers from where I was growing up. And so my mom, my father, we had to go talk to the dean. And my mom said, well, you know, if he really have a passion for it and loves to do it, I think that when I want to do an apprenticeship, this is one of the best person to teach him, which is Georges Pinault, and he should do it.
So did you move away from home?
No, so I stay at school. I retook all my classes. Again, one more time. So again, it was wonderful because same teachers, same
so
quizzes.
You knew.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I knew. And I was sharing, so we had a great class.
Ah, yes.
Yes, so then I started my apprenticeship, and I did a 2 years apprenticeship at a restaurant named Le Bretagne, and I was with Georges Pinault, and it was just amazing, the best time of my life to learn.
And how old were you at that time?
I started, I was 15 and a half.
Wow.
And I was there until I was 17 and a half, almost 18. And then I worked for a maître cuisinier de France. And compagnon du Tour de France. No, one glass, a glass.
Oh, just a glass?
A glass. And it was really wonderful. I was in Nantes at that place for about, I would say, a year and a half.
Wow.
And then I had to do my military duty. But somehow they told me we don't need you, so I just went, yummy. So I went to South America, and I was in French Guiana and Brazil for about a year and a half.
Wow.
Then I came back to France, and I didn't...
Why did you not want to stay in France?
I didn't like it.
Why did you not like it? Because food is
no,
everything
it was,
there,
it was not
no?
the food, it was the pace. It was such a slow pace in South America. Then you come back and everything is hustling and bustling, and it's very, very different. So I just went, so I stayed a year, and I sent my resume to the, Shangri-La in Hong Kong to work at a restaurant named Petrus. And I took the job, but like 4 days later, I received a letter. I can see it like now.
And how old were you at that time?
I was 22.
Wow.
And that letter is from Maison Blanche, right across the White House. And that's a chef who is another maître cuisinier de France. So maître cuisinier, there is about 145 worldwide. And there's a very close-knit organization of the highest standards.
So is that kind of like the Culinary Institute thing they have, that's the chef thing there, where it's like very hard
this
and
is, this
elite.
Is the top. This
yeah,
is really.
Okay.
But they keep an eye on the kids. So I'm the wild boy, but somehow I love what I do and everything I touch works. So they say, well, good kid. Let's see what. So they say, no, why do you want to go to China? Why don't you come to America? I didn't thought to come in America. So, sure, why not? I knew that Hong Kong was going to go back to the Chinese. I had no clue what will happen with that. So that really forced my decision. And I just came here. And it was the best decision I ever made in my life.
And how long were you there at that restaurant that's in Washington, D.C.?
3.5 years. And then I moved to the Mayflower Hotel, where I was there for about a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
Then I moved to the U.S. Grand Hotel. Same thing. I took another job. So
the Grand Hotel here in
yes,
San Diego.
But listen to this. I go to New York. I did an interview with Petrosian for sous chef, executive sous chef. No problem. Job is lined up. It's another maître cuisinier who's there. Then I come back and I receive another phone call from another maître cuisinier, Michel Marcin. And Michel goes, "Oh, Bernard, what's going on?" I said, "Well, because I met him before." I said, "Well, Michel, I'm so psyched. I'm moving to New York."
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Oh, I don't think so."
What?
He said, no, I talked to Michel, another Michel who was over there, and he goes, you're going to be coming into San Diego because I have a position of chef de cuisine, which is, and you're ready for it. You're coming in here. I'm like, well, I give my word. He say, well, it's okay. He's going to call you in a minute, and you're all set. I'm like, are you kidding?
So they really kind of looked out
yeah,
for you.
So I said, pack your bags. San Diego. I don't even know what San Diego is.
Yeah.
I never came to California.
Wow.
Never. East Coast, I know it like the back of my hand, but never. So I'm like, huh. Okay, so I look at the map. I see San Diego right here. Tijuana. I'm like, I said, holy mackerel, I'm all the way over here. I drove cross country, top down. I had an old Cutlass, 1972 Cutlass. Came down, relaxed, arrive over here, and it's been a great journey.
And you were at the Grand Hotel for how long?
5 years, but it was very challenging at the beginning because, see, when you're in D.C., you party. Everything is open until 3 o'clock in the morning.
And here it's not.
No, I mean, Bernard, oh, man, I mean, a blast.
Yeah.
Maybe me to not go to New York was a blessing because you never know.
Who knows what happened to you?
So I come over here and it's like 10 o'clock. This is it.
Yeah, right.
It's closed and it's, I don't know, I just, and one day, I remember like it was yesterday, I had almost like a breakdown. And I told Michelle, I said, Michelle, I can't take this anymore. So I was almost crying. I was just like, I couldn't
because
take it.
Because you just didn't like the lifestyle, but you liked the cooking.
Yes, but it was the clientele was really rough,
mm-hmm.
And it was like if you were going outside the box, it would be just very difficult. So I just said, I can't. I'm leaving. And Michel says, Bernard, this city likes you. You've been here for 6 months. They love what you're doing. Just give it another 6 months. And you'll see, you'll love it. Well, he was right. I didn't love it. I embraced it. And now,
How did you get to the Marine Room then from there?
John Campbell, my general manager, was his wife, Royce Campbell, used to work for a wine company, big wine company. I forgot the name. I think it's Regal Wines. Yeah, I think it's Regal Wines. And he was coming to the restaurant once in a while. And, you know, I was doing stuff all the time. I opened kitchen, so always talking to people.
Right.
It's really cool.
Okay.
And I was winning a lot of awards. Best Hotel 19, like 3-4 years in a row and all those things. So I just went, He goes, Bernard, there is a place named La Jolla Beach and Tennis Club, the Marine Room. And I'm going to take the job of GM, but I want you to come with me because, I don't know, if you're not coming, I don't know. I'm not sure I'm going to take it. But I really want you. If you do it, man, that's okay. I said, where is it? 5 years in San Diego, never heard about this place.
Wow.
So I come here. Then that's it, fall in love.
And you've been here how many years, Chef?
14 years.
14 years.
This is longer than most marriage in America. Think about it. Huh?
Okay, so what's the best piece of advice you'd give to a home chef?
A home chef. Do not be afraid of ingredients.
Try different ingredients.
Try different things. But
okay.
The most important thing is, if you cook with a cookbook is a guideline. It is not the Bible, it's a guideline.
So don't you take everything verbatim.
You do the recipe once, and then you can do changes as you wish. And one thing that everybody should do, when you take your notes, don't take a note on a piece of paper. Take a note on that cookbook. Write your thoughts. Write your ingredients on the cookbook. You know why? Because generation to generation to other generation, that cookbook will stay in those with them,
and
they will have a piece of you with them. What happened to me is I have a lady that I met at one of the cooking school that where I teach, and she found some beautiful books for me from 1903, from 1896.
So very old books.
Very, very old book with notes from the chefs. Do you know how incredible it is? It's a journey. You're looking at it and you look, it's like, this person was a chef. And this person took that recipe, modified it to be his or her recipe.
That's right.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Right. So
you know, it really, and that's
so it has the sense of history.
Yeah, and,
right.
And it's an imprint that you leave when you're gone
for someone else
for
to
someone
enjoy.
Else. Exactly.
To enjoy.
Yeah.
And what would you say for someone that is looking to enter the food
industry?
Yes. What is the best advice you can get them? Should they go to cooking school? Should they go intern? What's the best piece of advice?
So just before that, though, another piece of advice that I have for the home cook. Support your farmer's market. Go to the farmer's market. You would taste a radish. It tastes like a radish. An apple tastes like an apple. Ingredients, integrity, and freshness is like 100 times better than supermarket. Because supermarket, somehow they have to chill to be able to preserve. This is
right.
From the farm to the stand to your kitchen to you.
Right.
That's
so it will taste better, obviously.
Now when it comes to our industry, first of all, you have to remember that this is not a job. It is a lifestyle.
Okay.
There is a lot that you have to give. I look at it sometimes. I was interviewed the other day and they say, so chef, what do you compare your business to? You know, your philosophy and your feelings and your work. And I said, well, when you look at it, you know, what other line of work? I said, if I was not a chef, I could have been a monk. Dedication.
Well, because you're in the kitchen all the time.
But not only that, the dedication and you know, always there to give back to others. But I say, you know, the difference between the monk and me is I get the girls. So
and you're French. doesn't hurt.
So I would say, well, that's not me. I would say the most important thing is to make sure that you have a passion for what you
do. That you love it.
Because if you don't have the passion, you should not do it, because you would be miserable. The other thing is, you have to look at the big picture. The artistry has no limit. The travels where that work and that job can take you has no boundaries. So it's unlimited.
But so, do you see because, you know, coming out of chef school, you don't make a lot of money, and chef school is very expensive now, most schools. Mm-hmm. What is it? Many chefs I've interviewed that are top chefs, they do not. They go intern, and they've never been to cooking school. So what is it valuable to go to cooking school?
It is valuable to go to cooking school if you are able to do great internship. Good internship in really good places, in great restaurants. It's very difficult.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Now, what is this?
It's a little oyster, rock and spinach, lobster mousse in the center.
Wow.
Paddlefish caviar on top. Thinking about lobster crisp cappuccino.
Oh, that looks lovely.
The pollen underneath is a little lotus root that's sliced.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Jimmy.
So any other advice that you would give someone starting out that is looking to go to cooking school?
The first thing that a person should do is try to get some experience in a kitchen somewhere. So I have a lot of kids. They're not going to cooking school. They're at school, normal school, 14, 15 years old.
But they want to cook.
They want to cook. So I always tell them, okay, come to my kitchen, spend the afternoon.
And you let them come.
They come here, they spend the day with us.
Wow.
And at nighttime, they have dinner with their parents. Okay? And then they all together are able to talk about what happened. Not the food, it's just, not only the food, is the experience.
Oh, wow.
Because they are able to talk to all my cooks. Some have 20 years experience, some have 30 years experience, some have 5 years, some are just...
And the management allows this for you to do this.
Yes, it is fabulous. It is really important. So you are able to give a really clear understanding and realistic
of what
our craft is all about.
Right, so they can then really decide if it's for them or not.
Exactly.
Okay, so what's your favorite cooking gadget? We're almost done.
My favorite cooking gadget?
Yes.
I have a fetish.
What's your favorite cooking gadget?
I have a fetish.
What is it?
Wooden spoons.
Wooden spoons?
They craft all throughout the world. The wooden spoons is something that is used by pretty much every country. But... you can find wooden spoons done with different wood, different shapes.
Do you collect them?
Oh, yeah. I collect them. I have about, I don't know, a couple hundred at home. Oh, yeah. I love it.
And what do you like to cook with at home? What ingredient?
I do, for example, a tomato jam. I do a ginger tomato jam in the summertime because there
fresh
are
tomatoes.
So many tomatoes available.
Oh, lovely.
And I can it. I preserve it. Yeah.
Oh, that so sounds really, good. Really and then what do you eat? You can eat
so
with anything.
I have a spatula was about, I would say, about, I don't know, 16 inches long, and it's about 4 or 5 inches wide, and you can really scrape the bottom. So it doesn't stick, it doesn't scorch.
Oh, wow.
It's really nice.
I have a spoon.
I don't have it with me here. Oh, it's a wooden spoon who has a little lip like this. So it means that when you taste a sauce, for example, you don't have to taste the whole thing. A little bit come in the lip.
Oh, and you just taste it there.
It's just amazing. That's what I say. It's unbelievable. And what I love about it is different woods. It's different
wood. Oh, different wood from all over the world.
Yeah.
So where do you keep this vast collection of spoons?
My home. In my kitchen.
And what do you eat when you're at home? What do you cook?
I'm a very simple guy. First of all, I don't go out much.
You don't go out much.
You know why? Because I love to be outside. Because we're always inside. In the restaurant, you're still inside. And
in
I love the freedom of being at home. And you cook when you want. You do whatever you want. You can have all the wine you want. And it's just, you know, and bring friends. I have friends all the time. Coming
so you have a lot of dinner parties?
You know. A couple of my buddies, hey, let's get together. And they go, you're kidding, right? It's like 8 o'clock. Yeah, we're going to cook something. Okay. So we cook, we eat at about, I don't know, sometimes 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night. A couple of bottles of wine, it's beautiful outside. Good conversation.
And just enjoy it.
Friendship. Yeah.
Just enjoy it.
So I cook I cook a lot on the grill.
Oh, so you grill a lot.
I do a lot of grill, but on my grill, I do also a lot of steaming. So I can steam a whole fish in a braising pan, put it on it, close it.
And just
you can infuse everything with lemongrass, for example.
Oh, wow. Very good. Okay. And I think...
For now, we can take a little break and go back at it.
Oh.
Cheers.